Fully agree with locking it in for 5 years. The last time we looked at local property tax, we locked it in for 2 years and it gave us certainty. But to lock it in for 5 years certainly gives us certainty.
As we're talking about the other day, dangling this carrot of councillors getting 8,000 each to go around like some kind of Robin Hood's handing out money to various sports clubs and all this thing. That's an absolute disgrace, I think. It's a way of buying votes, and I think the public will see through it. Again, I won't be supporting it. Thank you, Mayor.
As somebody who represented
hang on,
the
hang on, Mayor.
Hold on.
Look, what is it with Councillor Gagan that he can't make his proposal and leave it at that? That he has to come in and call politicians' names across the chamber and speak over the mayor? It's not good, and it doesn't reflect well.
Please
on you,
don't add
Councillor,
to it. Just make
it
your point, please.
And it's not good.
Please
for
don't
politics.
Add to it.
Here we go again. A tax on the home is fundamentally wrong.
I don't take any onus of what people across the chamber that don't agree with this are saying, because next month they'll be in here looking for more to be done with money that doesn't come from anywhere. It's going to come from taxpayers, so I'm more than happy, Mayor, to support it and to lock it in for 5 years.
Sinn Féin's policy on the local property tax is that they will abolish the local property tax if they're in power, and until then their councillors are mandated to cut the local property tax from its base rate by 15%. So I would like to commend Sinn Féin general election candidate Conor McGuinness for his position and his counter-proposal, which is to leave it at the base rate, and I hope he's not disciplined by Sinn Féin for bringing out a proposal that isn't contrary to what their party position is. Thanks.
Mayor, can I reassure Councillor Quinlan,
your colleague,
because he's very, very concerned about me.
So let your colleague speak, please. Okay. Councillor Burke.
Gairmago de Vera, I would just like to, I suppose, say I'm new to Waterford City and County Council. I'm disappointed with people, the way they're conducting themselves in the chamber today.
The floor. May I make a point? Because my name was mentioned and there was an assertion made that was factually incorrect, and I just want to correct the record and give an opportunity. I waited until everybody had their say.
I'm putting the proposal to the floor.
I think it is important that the record is corrected, because
please respect the chair. I'm putting the proposal to the floor. I've said it, it's going to the floor. So just to clarify,
Mayor, I think this is very important.
Sorry,
clarification.
I'm putting the amendment to the floor now. I'm putting it to the floor now. I'm not protecting anyone. I've been fair to everyone in the chamber.
Our councillors now to be allowed
to
tell lies across the chamber about named councillors.
Your colleagues made an unfair accusation, and it should be answered.
I'm chairing the meeting. You're not. No, I'm putting.
So you're going to protect them?
I'm not protecting anyone. I've been fair to everyone.
Mayor,
I think everyone will agree. I've been fair to everyone.
I've made my decision. So it's okay for councillors to tell lies in the chamber?
I've made my decision.
Okay,
I'm
you made your decision.
Councillor McGuinness's amendment to the floor that the property tax would revert back to the baseline of zero would be reduced by 10% from where it is today. So is that your proposal? Your amendment?
May I clarify?
Yes, and you have your. You can clarify that.
Yeah, may I clarify? An assertion was made earlier by Councillor.
Not what
Quinlan.
I asked to clarify.
The proposal is carried by 20 votes to 11, one absent. Okay.
Can I just ask a quick question, Mayor?
I'm finished.
May I just say before we go off?
No, you can't.
I got somewhat unruly there, and I wish to apologise to you as Mayor. I was disrespectful during that particular discussion, so I want to apologise to you particularly for that.
Mayor, while we're waiting and we're on the topic of apologies, an untruth was spoken about me in the last 10 minutes.
I'm not going back there again. You're going to keep doing it all during the meeting. Finished it.
Did Eamon Quinlan make an untruth about me across the chamber, and you allow that to happen, and you won't allow me a chance.
Just before I move on to the next item, I just want to say a few words about, I suppose, the general behaviour that happened during the local property tax discussion, which I think was completely unacceptable, from both sides actually in the chamber. I had my own integrity called into question on more than one occasion, and it's not about me really, it's about this chair, and you can laugh all you like, Councillor Fitzgerald, but it's totally unacceptable. We have a number of people in the public chamber today, I think more than we ever had, and I think we left ourselves down in this chamber over item number 7.